Good afternoon and welcome to the Shire of Meriden Ordinary Council meeting for Tuesday the 23rd of June 2026. I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today and pay the respect to Elders past, present and emerging. I welcome those in attendance and declare the meeting opened at
5pm.
This meeting has been recorded on a digital audio device to assist with minute taking purposes. The public is reminded that copying or distribution of any part of the recording is not permitted. The Shire reserves all right in relation to its copyright. Two, record of attendance, apologies and leave of absence. In attendance, myself, Councillor Crook, Councillor Vandermeer, Councillor Billing, Councillor Bowen, Councillor Madigan. The staff are Mr. Watts, Ms. Bowen, Ms. Brindley Mullen, Mr. Mono, Ms. Hussey, Ms. Duncan. There are no members of the public. There are no apologies and there's an approved leave of absence for Councillor Lisa O'Neill. Three, public question time. Questions from Mr. Rob Alderton of Meriden via email. I have noticed that the elderly from the hospital and their staff trying to cross the highway to go to town for an outing. At times they have waited for some period to cross. The children from both schools cross when on outings and again must wait some time so it's safe to cross. I imagine there are plenty other elderly get worried crossing the highway. Has there been any consideration to do anything about safety for the school children and the elderly to cross the highway in certain area or areas?
I'll provide a response. So thank you for your question, Mr. Alton. The Shire has been liaising with Main Roads WA in relation to the installation of a vehicle activator sign, or VAS, at the Great Eastern Highway pedestrian crossing located adjacent to the Meriden Water Tower. The Shire has undertaken pedestrian counts in this location and will be forwarding this data to Main Roads to support the provision of a VAS similar to the speed reminder at Sawyers Valley. The Shire has also liaised previously with Meriden Police, who undertake speed patrols, who have confirmed that the majority of vehicles transiting through the town and the pedestrian crossing area are complying with speed limits. Provision of safety improvements to Great Eastern Highway pedestrian crossing has been identified as an action in the Shire's Council Plan 2025-35, with the Shire working with stakeholders to progress this.
Thank you, Mr. Watts. Item 4, disclosure of interest. Councillor Billing has declared an impartiality interest in item 12.2. Does anyone else wish to declare? No. Item 5, applications for leave of absence. Councillor Crook has applied for a leave of absence from the 7th of July to the 3rd of August 2026. Can I please have a mover for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Vandermeer, can we have a seconder, please?
I move that Councillor Crook be granted a leave of absence from 7th of July 2026 until the 3rd of August 2026.
Thank you, Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Bowen, are you quite still happy to second that?
I'm happy to second the motion.
Councillor Vandermeer, do you want to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor Bowen?
No, thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour? 5-0. Item 6, petitions and presentations are nil. Item 7, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. 7.1, ordinary council meeting held on the 26th of May 2026, attachment 7.1A. Could I please have a move for the resolution? Councillor Billing.
I move that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 26th of May 2026 be confirmed as true and accurate recorded proceedings.
We have a seconder for the motion. Councillor Madigan. Councillor Billing, do you want to speak for the motion? Councillor Madigan. All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Item 8, announcements by persons presiding without discussion is nil. Item 9, matters which the meeting may be closed to the public. Item 20.1, proposed office and single house. Item 10, receipt of minutes of meetings. 10.1, minutes of the BFAC meeting held Thursday the 19th of March 2026, attachment 10.1A. Could I please have a move for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Bowen.
I move that Council receives the minutes of the BFAC meeting held Thursday, 19th of March 2026.
Can we have a seconder? Councillor Billing? Councillor Bowen, do you want to speak for them?
No, thank you.
Councillor Billing, does anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Item 11, recommendation from committee meetings for consideration. Recommendations of the BFAC meeting held Thursday, 19th of March 2026, attachment 10.1A. Would someone like to move the resolution on the screen? Or the condensed resolutions? Councillor Billing?
I move that Council endorses the recommendations from the BFAC meeting held on the 19th of March 2026, as shown on screen, including appointments for Chief Bushfire Control Officers, Deputy Chief Bush Fire Control Officer, Fire Control Officers, Dual Fire Control Officers and Fire Weather Officers. Notes the fire break orders for 2026-27 and the prohibited and restricted burning periods.
Thank you, Councillor Billing. Can we have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Billing, do you want to speak for the motion?
No.
Councillor Vandermeer.
No, I'd just like to thank the people that have taken on these roles that are in our shire. It's all voluntary, so yeah, it's great that they do it, and without them we couldn't really run our bushfire brigade. So
yep, totally agree. Does anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Item 12, Office Report Development Services. Item 12.1, Lot 2358 Cumming Street, Meriden, proposed single dwelling, water tank and shed. Can we have someone move the Office's recommendation? Or the Councillor Madigan?
I'd like to move the Council Grounds Development Approval for the proposed single three-bedroom dwelling, water tank and shed, to be situated at Lot 2358 Cumming Street, Meriden, as outlined in attachment 12.1A, with the conditions as shown on the screen.
Thank you, Councillor Madigan. Would someone else like to move the second the motion? Councillor Bowen, anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Item 12.2, Lot 1910735 Alsip Road, Tintagel, proposed wind monitoring tower. Would someone like to move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Bowen.
I move the council grant development approval for the erection of a single wind monitoring tower at Lot 19107, number 357, Allsop Road, Tandogen, WA 6415, as outlined in attachment 12.2A, with the conditions and advice notes as shown on screen.
Thank you. Can we have a second for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Bowen, do you want to speak for the motion?
No.
Councillor Vandermeer.
No, thank you.
Anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Item 14, Officers Report Corporate Services, 14.1, Statement of Financial Activity, May 2026. Could we please have someone move the resolution on the screen? Councillor Bowen.
I move that Council 1 receive the Statements of Financial Activity and Investment Report for the period ending 31st of May 2026 in accordance with Regulation 34 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, and 2, approves the amendment to the Shire of Meriden 25-26 annual budget as per the following table pursuant to Section 6.1B of the Local Government Act 1995. 3, approves the transfer of up to $5,500 from the Meriden Narrabeen Road Reserve account to cover the Shire's portion of the total cost of line marking on Meriden Narrabeen Road. And 4, notes that payment will likely be made after 1st of July 2026. Therefore, funds will be carried forward into the 2026-27 budget if required.
Thank you, Councillor Bowen. I'll second the motion. Councillor Bowen, do you want to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
I have nothing to say. Does someone speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 4-0.
Councillor Vandermeer left that
by
9.
If I can, through the chair, is that enough for an absolute majority? 4?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah, it's 4. Yeah, we've got 7. Mm-hmm. So maximum absolute majority is 4.
When it was 8, it wasn't.
So Councillor Vandermeer probably might be returning.
Yeah, he did run off.
He never goes on call, and all of a sudden, every week he goes during a meeting. Item 14.2, list of accounts paid May 2026. Could someone please move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Madigan.
I move the council receive the schedule of accounts paid during May 2026 as listed, covering checks, EFTs, directly debited payments and wages as numbered, and totalling $1,027,234.37 from the Meriden Shire Council Municipal Bank Account and $0 from the Meriden Shire Council Trust Bank Account.
We have a seconder for the motion. Councillor Bowen. Councillor Madigan, do you want to speak for the motion? Councillor Bowen.
No, thank you.
Does anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 4-0. Getting lighter and lighter, isn't it? Item 14.3, Annual Information Statement Review. Could we have someone move the resolution on the screen? Councillor Billing.
I note that Council, one, note the review of the Shire and Berrin information statement 26-27 as presented in attachment 14.3A in accordance with the Part 5 of the Freedom of Information Act 1992. And two, note the Shire of Merritt information statement 26-27 will be publicised on the Shire's website and forwarded to the Commissioner by the CEO in accordance with part of the Freedom of Information Act 1992.
Thank you. I'll second the motion. Councillor Billing, do you want to speak for the motion? I don't wish to speak for the motion. Does anyone want to speak against the motion? Show of hands. Carried 4-0. 14.4 SIACA rates review. Does someone want to move the officer's recommendation on the screen? Councillor Madigan.
I move that one, notes that SIACA Inc. currently has registered charity status. Two, approve the request of SIACA Inc. for the property located at Lot 500, number 21, 5th Street, Meriden, to be considered non-rateable and apply list of the 26-27, 27-28 and 28-29 financial years, unless there is a change in land ownership or change in land use circumstances. And three, confirms that SIACA Inc. are still liable to pay for the applicable emergency services levy and refuse charges during the three-year non-rateable period.
Thank you, Councillor Madigan. Can we have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Bowen. Councillor Madigan, would you like to speak for the motion?
No.
Councillor Vaughan?
No, thank you.
Anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 4-0. 14.5, 26-27 differential general rates and minimum payment submission. I'll move this motion. That Council notes the submission that was received regarding the proposed 26-27 differential general rates and minimum payments. So I want to second the motion. Councillor Madigan? We've noted that we did receive one and we will respond accordingly to it. Councillor Madigan, do you want to speak for the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 4-0. 15, officer reports, community services is nil. Item 16, officer report administration 16.1 status report, June 2026. Does someone want to move the resolution on the screen? Councillor Billing.
I move that Council receives the status report on Council resolutions for June 26.
We have a seconder for the motion. Councillor Bowen. All those in favour? Carried 4-0. Item 16.2, second local government extraordinary election 2026. Would someone like to either move the motion on the screen or the amended, not the amended, sorry, the condensed motion? Councillor Bowen.
That Council declares the Electoral Commissioner be responsible for the conduct of the second 2026 extraordinary election via a postal election method with costs to be allocated within the 2026-27 budget as shown on screen.
We have a seconder for the motion. Councillor Madigan. Councillor Baum, do you want to speak for the...
No, thank you.
Councillor Madigan. All those in favour? Carried 4-0. 16.3, Disaster Ready Fund Round 4 Generator. We have some mover motions on the screen. Thanks. Councillor Madigan.
I move that Council 1 supports the application to the Disaster Ready Fund Round 4 for the purchase of a generator for the Meriden Regional Community and Leisure Centre, and 2 allocates $45,000 in the budget, in the 26-27 financial year budget to provide a maximum 50% co-contribution towards the cost of the generator.
We have a seconder for the motion. Councillor Baum. Councillor Madigan, do you want to speak for the motion? Councillor Baum.
No, thank you.
Does anyone want to speak against the motion? I'd just like to say I hope we get this because I actually think we do need it and it is well and truly overdue. So, yep. Show of hands, all those in favour. Carried 4-0. Item 17, motions of which previous notice has been given is nil. Item 18, question by members of which due notice has been given. Question from Councillor Vandermeer, can the administration consider rescinding Council Resolution 82698 from the 16th of March 2021 and provide a report to Council at the July Ordinary Council meeting to consider retaining all our current housing stock?
The response is we will be providing a report to the July Ordinary Council meeting in relation to this question. There is a process that we need to go through in relation to rescinding the motion, which requires a notice of motion from Councillor Vandermeer, which is signed by two other councillors. Once we receive that, we can then proceed with the report to the July meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Watts. Has anyone got any queries? Moving on, item 19, urgent business approved by the person residing or by decedent is nil. Item 20, matters behind closed doors. In accordance with section 5.234G of the Local Government Act 1995, council will go behind closed doors to discuss these matters. Can I please have a move for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Bowell.
I move that council move behind closed doors and that standing orders be suspended at 5:16 p.m.
I'll second the motion. All those in favour? Carried 4-0. I'd like to move that council return from behind closed doors at
5:18.
Resume standing orders and the resolution being passed at the confidential session will be confirmed in an open meeting. Can I have a second for the motion? Councillor Bowen. All those in favour? Carried 4-0. The resolutions behind closed door are as follows. 20.1, move Councillor Boehm, seconded by Councillor Madigan, carried 4-0. Resolution grants the development application for the proposed office and single house to Share and Care as shown on the screen. Item 21, closure. There being no further business, I thank you all for attending and declare the meeting closed at
5:19.
Thank you.